A big change is coming to Facebook. It's a function that many say was sorely missing from the social network, the ability to search.
Joining us to talk about it, Ken Colburn of Data Doctors. Hi, you, Ken.
Hey there. I'm pretty jazzed up, Ken Colburn from Data Doctors, because anybody that's ever used the search function in Facebook knows how just horrific it is.
Well, tell us how this is going to change it.
Well, what they're doing is they're focusing in on what's called the social graph. So without getting technical, let's just talk in real world terms what this means. I can now very easily, let's say I'm going to take a trip to San Francisco, I can say, show me all my friends that are in San Francisco. And the ones that I've communicated with the most will be at the top of the list, but I don't have to go through this manual process of finding everyone that I might want to connect with when I go on this trip. But here's where it gets even better. Show me my friends in San Francisco that like Mexican food restaurants.
Okay.
I want to have Mexican food when I go to San Francisco. I know I can now ask my social graph with this new search engine.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
When it comes
to for businesses, this is really should be a wake-up call, because now people can say, show me dentists that my friends like.
Okay. Well, you know, when it comes to Facebook, people increasingly are worried about privacy. So does this search function mean anything in that terms? Will it help, hurt? How do you see the privacy issue?
Facebook spent about half of their time during this press conference to make absolutely sure everybody understands. Nothing changes in the privacy settings. Nothing changes. Only the things that you have allowed to be seen by your friends of friends, or the public are searchable. So the wake-up call for everybody out there is, if you haven't looked at your privacy settings and you don't really know how things are set, I'd highly recommend, this is a little prescription from the Data Doctors, take a look at those privacy settings to make sure you're not inadvertently sharing things that, once the search engine becomes usable, are going to be very easy for other people to find, whether it's photographs or posts or those kinds of things. Take a minute in the next couple of weeks to look at all your privacy settings to make sure that you're okay with what you have set up.
There are some people who are concerned that friends of friends can see things, even if you just click only friends. Is there any validity to that?
None whatsoever, but it's real easy to inadvertently have friends of friends look at things, or friends that you've tagged in a photo suddenly have access, as we saw with even, you know, Randy Zuckerberg. Mark's sister had a problem a while back because she didn't understand, or she didn't realize, that the friends of people she had tagged in her photograph would be able to comment and see these things. And so, again, that's a setting that you have to take the time and understand how to use. And we have videos and things that we're trying to keep people up to speed on these changes, because they come up so fast. And it's, you know, let's face it, it's not the most important thing on our daily schedule is to go check Facebook's privacy settings.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have 20 seconds, but how long do we have to wait to use this this search function, and when can we get it on mobile?
Mobile is another story. That's why Wall Street hates this announcement. You saw the price stock price go down, but we're going to have to wait a while for it to be an active part of it. You can sign up to be one of the early testers if you want to go to Facebook's little introduction, their graph search page.